This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Let's talk about this upcoming coronavirus vaccine, okay? This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. I'm known as the Health Ranger. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been deplatformed everywhere. And one of the reasons is because I'm critical of vaccines and the vaccine industry, which is rooted in quack science. Now, interestingly, on the record, I'm a scientist and I'm not opposed to the theory of vaccination and immunization. I understand how antibodies work. In fact, I'm the author of a guide called A Blueprint for Cleaner Vaccines. How to make vaccines safer for America. I wrote that report, which essentially advocates clean vaccines. So people call me an anti-vaxxer. They don't know anything about what I've actually said on this topic. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am a scientist, an independent thinker who challenges the fake propaganda of the vaccine industry. And if we're going to have vaccines, the things that we need to really talk about in this country, this is even separate from the coronavirus vaccine, but we need to make vaccines cleaner, i.e., let's not put aborted human fetal tissue into vaccines, and yes, it's in there. Let's not put aluminum in vaccines, yes, it's in there. Let's not put mercury in it. Yes, there's still mercury in flu shots given to children in California, in America. Let's not put MSG and antibiotics and all these other toxic chemicals in the vaccines, like squalene and other adjuvants. Let's not put them in there. And secondly, let's not vaccinate children at such a young age when their immune systems are not developed. I mean, if you want the vaccine to work, then don't you have to have a functioning immune system to respond to the vaccine? Well, of course you do. That's how it works. Your body sees the weakened viral strains and it says, oh, I've got to build antibodies. But if your immune system isn't even functioning yet because you're only 6 months old, then what good does it do? So they've got too many vaccines going into children at too early of an age, and that's where we get autism. And that's where we, and yes, autism is caused by vaccines, no question about it. Neurological disorders, febrile seizures, hospitalizations, comas, and deaths. It's all reported by Health and Human Services. There's a downloadable Excel spreadsheet that you can download from the government website. It's at vaers.hhs.gov. You can go there and download that spreadsheet and you can see for yourself how many children are harmed and killed every year in America, according to the government itself. So all these people out there saying, oh, vaccines never harm anyone. They're perfectly safe. Well, you're lying because the government releases those numbers every quarter. And people can just download them. My God, how can you be so stupid to not know that children are harmed and killed by vaccines? There's a vaccine court that's paid out now over $4 billion in settlements for vaccine-damaged children. All right, so let's stop with the nonsense of people saying, oh, vaccines are perfectly safe and never harm anyone. Of course they do. Why do you think the vaccine industry needed legal immunity? Because their products harm so many children that they would go bankrupt if they didn't have lawsuit protection. That's why. All right, so with all that in mind, now, let's talk about the coronavirus vaccine. So President Trump is out there now touting the vaccine. He's like, everything's going to be great. There's a vaccine trial coming in 6 weeks, he says. So now Trump has become, I guess, the pro-vaccine president somehow when he knows vaccines cause autism. He talked about it years ago. Now, all of a sudden, he's like, ah, vaccine's great. And let's talk about this. Okay, human trials in 6 weeks. That means they've skipped the animal trials, doesn't it? Yes, of course it does. So they're going to sign up, what, 20 to 25 people for a human trial. First of all, the trial size is way too small. Secondly, how do we know that they're not going to commit fraud in this trial? Because we already have former virologists who worked for Merck who filed a False Claims Act with the federal government. stating that they were ordered by Merck management to commit fraud by spiking the blood samples with animal antibodies to trick the FDA into approving the MMR vaccine for Merck, which did not work, but they spiked it to show that it did work, you know, fraudulently. This is scientific fraud. This is criminal fraud, according to these virologists and what they filed with the federal government. So when it comes to this coronavirus vaccine, why wouldn't they do the same thing? I mean, after all, there are billions of dollars to be made, maybe hundreds of billions off this vaccine. And plus, they can push the narrative that vaccines save the world, especially in a pandemic. So how can we trust anything that the vaccine industry does when they have a history of scientific fraud, criminal fraud, lying, deception, legal immunity, harming, maiming, and killing children? How can we trust anything they do? The answer is we can't. Can't trust a damn thing from the vaccine industry. So not only can we not trust them, but they're clearly going to rush production. They're going to get Congress to pass an emergency order that allows them to have absolute legal immunity for emergency purposes because there's an emergency pandemic. So they're going to have special permission to manufacture this vaccine with zero quality control, since there's no repercussions if they accidentally kill a bunch of people. Notably, the SARS vaccine killed everything that they injected it in, you know, animal testing. It just killed all the animals. It caused heart failure and respiratory infections, basically just killed everything. And that's why we don't have a SARS vaccine today, because the vaccine itself caused this insane immune system over-response, you know, the cytokine storm, as it's called, and they could never get around that. They never figured out how to have a SARS vaccine. But now they're telling us they've got it figured out. They're gonna have a coronavirus vaccine, which is also another, you know, it's related to SARS. SARS and this coronavirus are very similar, genetically speaking. They're both coronaviruses. So what if this vaccine kills 1% of the people or more? Well, don't worry. The media will tell us that those people are dying from the virus. So as the vaccine starts killing people, they'll just say, no, that's people dying from the pandemic. That's why we need more vaccines. You know how people who are killed by chemotherapy, their death certificates always show that they're killed by cancer. So people who are killed by the coronavirus vaccine will be said to have been killed by the coronavirus. And in fact, they may die from symptoms that are very similar to the virus itself, but it's the vaccine. Just like the polio vaccine causes polio, the coronavirus vaccine may cause the coronavirus infections. You know, the polio vaccine is a live vaccine. I assume you knew that. Maybe you didn't. It's a live vaccine. Almost every case of polio that's diagnosed in the world today is caused by the polio vaccine. It's widely known. This is widely reported. It's not even a conspiracy. That's just mainstream media. If you search for it, if you look for it, that's widely known. All across India, polio caused by the polio vaccine. That's not a conspiracy. So what if the coronavirus pandemic is multiplied by the coronavirus vaccine? It's the perfect narrative to say, oh my God, look, after the first wave of vaccination, there's more coronavirus cases, so more people need vaccines. And then they'll say, well, everybody who's opposed to the vaccine is a criminal, has to be arrested and shut down. The vaccine is saving lives. Look how serious this is. People are dying everywhere. Every day, people are dying from the vaccine, of course, but they won't report that. They'll say, we need more vaccines, and everybody has to be pro-vaccine, and vaccines are going to save humanity. And it's just going to go on and on and on, lie after lie after lie. And Trump's going to be up there, vaccines are awesome, buy more stocks. And Rush Limbaugh's going to be, vaccines are working great. Well, if he's not already dead by then from chemotherapy, of course, sadly, I feel sorry for him. You're just going to have all these vaccine cheerleaders now who are going to be out there saying, take the vaccine. Even though it's an experimental vaccine approved under a fast track, which means no scientific validation. By the way, you know, when they say fast tracking, that's what that means. You know, Screw the clinical trials. Who needs clinical trials? We've got a vaccine to make money on. And these same journalists will be out there saying, oh, how dare these sellers of vitamins and superfoods. They're making money by offering health products. But the vaccine industry is saving humanity while they're rolling in billions. I mean, it's so sickening, the hypocrisy. Somehow it's okay to make money off vaccines that don't work, but it's bad to make money off nutrition that does work? I mean, that's how twisted our society has become today. That's the sick, twisted truth about our world today. I can see it all coming. It's like looking into the crystal ball from the Lord of the Rings. What was that thing called? You know, the giant future crystal ball. It's not hard to see the future on this. They're going to come up with a vaccine at some point. May or may not work. They'll say it does. They'll force it on everybody. They'll have total media panic when the vaccine is available. So the same media outlets that today are saying, this is no big deal, fast forward to the vaccine time, and they're going to say, oh my God, everybody's going to die unless you take the vaccine. Not hard to see that coming. I mean, I'm predicting this. What is today, February 25th? I'm predicting it now. The vaccine is a year away, maybe, or if they fast track it, maybe 8 months. I can tell you today that's what's coming. Total media freakout with forced mandatory vaccinations nationwide. And the vaccine will probably spread the pandemic. I'll tell you that right now. And everybody who opposes the vaccine will be indicted, criminally indicted, locked away. That was the whole premise of that movie, Contagion. It was like, oh, the vaccine saved the world. And the anti-vaccine character in that movie, who was played by Jude Law, they even gave him fake teeth, like a fake twisted buck tooth, to try to portray anti-vaccine people as insane, crazy, weird-looking mutants. It was so obvious, a total propaganda movie. The vaccine saved the day. And the anti-vaxxer was a criminal in the movie. He was criminally indicted for selling an herb. Right? As you would expect, it's the official narrative of the CDC. And the CDC, by the way, controls the narrative of comedians, Netflix shows, Hollywood. I don't know if you knew this, but the CDC pays money to stand-up comics to make fun of anti-vaccine people. Yeah, you might not have had any real idea how deep it goes. The CDC pays money to control scripts of Hollywood movies to put in a pro-vaccine message. It's part of the CDC budget. It's part of your tax dollars at work pushing propaganda to make money for the vaccine industry. That's how sick it is. So stay informed, folks. They're going to put a gun to my head eventually, and they're going to tell me I have to promote the vaccine or go to jail. And when that day comes, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to say the vaccine's awesome because I don't want to go to jail. They're going to put a gun to my head. That's why I'm telling you this in advance. So you know when that day comes that the health ranger says take the vaccine, it's awesome. You know I'm on the record beforehand telling you that there's a gun to my head. They're going to put a gun to my head. What's my choice at that point? If we're going to live under a medical police state, you know, I'm going to have to say it. They're going to force me to say it. Oh, the vaccine's awesome. Go take it now. But I'm telling you in advance, before the law kicks in, I'm telling you in advance that that day is coming. They're going to put a gun to my head. They're going to make me say it. But when I do say it, you will know because you have this recording from February 25th telling you that I already know that's going to happen. Telling you, do not take the vaccine because it's going to be toxic. There's going to be no quality control. It'll be total fraud. It'll probably spread the pandemic. It's coming. I can already see this because it's the same thing they've done before. Not even difficult to see this coming. All right, that's the update for now. I got to go. I got to jump onto the Alex Jones show here, actually. So stay informed. Keep reading pandemic.news. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.